Thank you, Father Emmanuel. Good morning, everyone. My name is Katie Lobus, and I have been a member of the St. Joseph community since 1986. In 2009, my husband Jim and I blended our families into one large group. My children, Tony and Carolyn, attended St. Joseph School, Highland Middle School, and Libertyville High School. Jim's children, Jimmy, Molly, and Miles, grew up in nearby Buffalo Grove. Our family has continued to grow and to become stronger as we have welcomed our daughters-in-law, Katarina and Lisa, our son-in-law, affectionately known as Colorado Tony, and our son-in-law to be Christian, and a special person, the many special people who we consider to be family. We have been blessed with three beautiful grandchildren, Luca, Jack, and Audrey, and we look forward to welcoming many more. Sadly, I lost my daughter Kathleen in 1998, but I see her in our lives every day, and I know that she is always with us. Despite living in Illinois for more than 30 years, Minnesota will forever be my home. Go Vikings. Sorry, Larry. I am the oldest of the seven Kelly kids, which today has grown to be a group of more than 30. Our Irish Catholic faith was center in our lives, both at home and in our worlds. My parents actively modeled their deep faith every day. It wasn't just saved for Sundays. They taught us to give to others through our words, our time, and our actions. Last August, we lost our leader, my dad, Larry. And we found ourselves leaning into the faith that he and my mom had instilled in us, even some of my siblings who had fallen away from the church. My parents touched the lives of many through their generosity and taught my siblings, me, and their grandchildren to do the same. When Father Martin asked me to share a reflection today, my initial response was, nope, no way. And through his gentle and not so gentle encouragement, I reluctantly agreed. Mother's Day is always bittersweet for me, and my heart goes out to other women who also find it to be a challenging day. As I reflected on Mother's Day, I was reminded of the remarkable women who shaped me, particularly my mother, Marilyn, whose strength and faith guided our family through many of life's challenges. I have been extremely blessed to have fabulous women in my life who have helped and supported me on my path of motherhood. When I was growing up, my dad traveled a great deal. And so my mom, a very wise woman, managed our household in the same manner that she had led many fourth grade classrooms. She expected us to help each other, help around the house, we even had a job chart, have fun, and most importantly, build our faith lives. She taught us a bedtime prayer that she had learned as a child, and I in turn taught to my children. My mom has always had a strong connection to Mary. She taught us to pray the rosary, and later in life, she made rosaries for all seven of us, our spouses, and all of her grandchildren. In my dad's final hours last summer, with all of my siblings and some of the grandchildren gathered around his bed, my mom led us all in praying the rosary as a way to help each other and help him. Through the ups and downs of life, my mom has always encouraged us to never lose our faith. Mary, our mother, has been a source of inspiration to me, especially during the loss of my daughter. Through her example, I learned to heal and to rebuild my shattered heart, albeit not the same and not overnight. Mary inspired me to trust God's plan and to strive for the virtues of faith, humility, and love that she exemplified so well. As I reflected on today's gospel message, I was reminded of the power of actions and words. Whether as a daughter, a sister, a wife, an aunt, or a mother, I've sought to embody this message, to go out into my various worlds and preach the gospel through my actions. I've tried to teach this message to our children as they were growing up, and now as adults, as they have each embarked on their own journeys. And so on this Mother's Day, let's embrace our charge to spread love and kindness in our communities, draw strength from our faith, and the many women who have shaped us all. Happy Mother's Day to all. Thank you.